Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Gwyneth is with us, and if you'd like to speak with her, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And that number is really good while we're live, and that's from 9 a.m. Central Time through 11 a.m. Central Time. And Jason, who's engineering, will answer the phone. You get a chance to talk to a presidential candidate, Jason, who ran in the last election against Jumpin' Joe and Donald Trump. He was beaten, but I think maybe next time he'll do a little bit better. Thank you, Jason, for engineering. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am doing well. The question is, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just pressed the wrong button before. I meant to press Jason, and I pressed Vincent.
Yeah. We saw that. Yeah, and by the way, that's one of the few times. One of the very few times that I answered the phone. Because, frankly, I don't answer the phone around here. I just don't do it. Because I get all kinds of calls from all kinds of people. And you know what? Almost every one of them wants something. They want me to stop doing what I'm doing, stop working on the farm, and attend to their desires. That's what they want. Do you get calls like that, Gwyneth, where people derail you from, you know, what you were doing, maybe earning a living, maybe taking care of your farm, maybe doing some things that you absolutely need to do? Does that happen to you, too?
It used to now and again, but these days, if I don't recognize the phone number, I generally don't pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in an area with so poor cell signal anyway that they'll be lucky if they even get through. That's one of the joys of living in an area with a poor cell signal. And I think that they made this area an area with low signal on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, the people who have brought places around here, we have got a retired senator's daughter and her boyfriend live on one side. Down the street are a couple of retired trade union senior officials and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And down the street a little bit further is a former or semi-retired senior engineer. And so this is the sort of people. None of them are terribly fancy places, but I think that they've all bought out here for a very good reason, and that is because they're all very good people, by the way. So I don't think that the ones of them that I know, except for the one family across the back who are old-timers who have been here forever and who hate all of us newbies. You know, I think that our farms were once a part of their farm, and I think maybe that they are regretting the subdivision that somebody did a long time ago to sell off all these little blocks to all these, you know, small-time farmers, and they own, you know, hundreds and hundreds of acres across the back, actually thousands if you count their family members who live in the district as well. But like I say, this is why we have poor cell signal here. Mm-hmm. You know, for one thing, there's not many people living here, but the people that are living here maybe don't want to encourage cell towers to be built.
Yeah, we don't want to encourage them here either.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. We don't want them.
And you'll find that it's the retired politicians' children that are generally adverse to this sort of thing, for whatever reason.
Something interesting.
Yeah.
Tell you an interesting story about cell towers. So there was this guy in our little village here, and I said to him, you know, there's a cell tower just across the road up the hill from you. Now, this cell tower is really close to him. It's not like miles. It's like in a few thousand feet at the most. I was telling the senior citizen about that, and I said, you know, they built this tower right there, and you are bathing in that microwave radiation. He said, yeah, you know, I sent my wife up there when they were starting to put that in, and I sent her up there with $500, and I was hoping that we could get that tower put on my property. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my gosh.
It gets worse. He ended up dying, you know, about a year or two later. And he was really ill, and it was sad. Very, he was a nice guy. It's just that he didn't understand that just because that thing isn't buzzing and clicking and banging and, you know, letting out smells that are obnoxious or noxious, that just because it didn't do, you know, all those things that you can sense, he thought maybe it was okay, and so he wanted it closer. And maybe it would have been better if it was closer, because then the cell radiation would go over his house rather than through his house. But one of the things I was talking to Jason about as we were connecting this morning, and I asked him if he had heard of an organization called MOVE, MOVE. And it's spelled in all capital letters. Gwyneth, have you heard of that organization from the 1970s in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, MOVE, MOVE?
No, I haven't. What does MOVE stand for?
Well, it stands for movement. It's like half of the word movement. So movement.
Yeah.
And originally this was the Christian Movement for Life. And allegedly it was a militant separatist group of black people. And they advocated for nature laws, and they lived in a house, in a row house, sometimes called a townhouse, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And the police, you know, would bang heads with these guys. So in 1978, there was a standoff with the Philadelphia Police Department and some members of MOVE. And these guys had dreadlocks, and, you know, they looked different from most people back then. And they wanted to be free, and they wanted to live their lives, and they didn't want to be bothered. Well, the police wanted them out of this row house. Now, a row house is typically, in a city on the East Coast, is a brick structure. It's like the whole block is cut up into 13-foot slices. So each house is about 13 uh-huh. feet wide, okay? And they are connected, one to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. So if they didn't break when you tried to pick up one end of the block, you could pick up the whole block of houses, 13 feet wide, and, you know, times however long the block was. Well, these guys did not want to come out, and the police wanted them to come out of their townhouse or their row house. So what the police department did, and I remember this was in the news every day. So the police department got the fire department to bring a fire truck, and they hooked it up to a fire hydrant, and they started blasting water through the windows of this townhouse. They used water. And they brought a bunch of fire trucks. It wasn't just one. They pumped so much water through this townhouse that they couldn't put out fires in the rest of the city because the pressure was so low. Now, I'm not exaggerating. That didn't work. So now imagine little children in this house being blasted and blasted, and not for like a couple minutes. This went on for like days. Blasting with water, full force of a fire hose, and the children and the adults didn't come out. So then the police department decided to do what any good police department would do. They got a helicopter and they dropped two incendiary bombs on the roof of this, they called it a compound. It was a townhouse on Osage Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Well, this incendiary bomb was dropped after the structure was weakened by days of blasting it with water from fire hoses. Now, I have been a volunteer fireman, and I know the pressure of a volunteer fire department's pumper truck. It's enough that if you're holding that hose and that hose is charged with water, it'll knock you off your feet if you're just trying to hold the nozzle. Well, this continued for days, and then they ultimately dropped two bombs from a helicopter, and these were incendiary bombs. Now, the interesting thing about these incendiary bombs, it made no sense at all, because the police department should have been a little bit smarter. They should have known that in these row houses, they have tar roofs. They take rolls of tar paper, and they coat them with this tar compound, and they seal them. So, and then when that roof fails, they put another one on top, and another one on top. And there might be 6, 7, 8, or 9 roofs on top of each other, all made out of tar and tar paper. And what's called rolled roofing, which is like those, like a composition roof with the stones, but it has mostly tar and fibers. But it's tar. So they dropped this bomb and then another one on the roof, and then the roof caught fire. Now, all of the roofs are connected because you have to seal your roof to the guy on either side of you's roof with tar. Otherwise, there'll be a leak between the two townhouses or the two row houses.
Entire
roof, you can look at this entire block of houses as one roof.
They burnt the entire block down, didn't they?
Yeah, and more. They burned down 65 houses in the neighborhood. The fire was so fierce. Yeah, it's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And so they burned down all these houses. And in ultimately, the destruction of the bombing resulted in lawsuits by the residents, and they were awarded like almost $13 million in damages by a jury trial against the city of Philadelphia and the police department of Philadelphia. So I guess there are several points here. This is hard to believe, but class, look it up. Look up MOVE, M-O-V-E, comma, Philadelphia. And you can read about it. It was, and look at the pictures. Look at the pictures of what the police department did and the fire department did. We'll call it the government of Philadelphia. What they did to an entire village. They burned it to the ground. And people died. People died in this siege. I think there was even a shootout as a result. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. This can be slight.
One of today's hot.
Why today?
God, you're
take
my.
When you go to
the
PC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So one of the points of this side trip that we took this morning, I wasn't planning on talking about any of this, but one of the points is that if you live in an area where there's a high density of population and there is a group living in a house that the police don't seem to appreciate, there can be an armed conflict. There can be a shootout in the next row house to you. And what do you think happened when the fire truck started blasting this one particular row house with water? Do you think it affected any of the others? Of course it did. Their houses were ruined by the police department and the fire department. Now you think of the fire department as putting out fires. You don't think of the fire department getting together with the police department to burn down a city block or 65 houses. Now all of this was condemned. By all of these actions were condemned. People just hated the city for what it did. And the reason I'm bringing it up is this was in 1978, I believe, that they, 1978. It's quite a while ago, right? A little over 40 years ago. And I remember this. This was in the news every day. It was on radio news. It was on television news. It was the first story for a long time. People died. And so, Gwyneth, does that make sense to you that it's nuts to live next to people who can get in an armed confrontation with another group of people, like the government, that has helicopters and incendiary bombs and flashbang grenades and bazookas and automatic weapons and SWAT teams and right? Why would anybody want to do that?
I don't want to live particularly close to anyone, and I don't live particularly close to anyone.
Yeah.
You know, there's the people across the way, but they live, oh, gosh, their front door would be at least a couple of hundred metres from my front door. That's not particularly close in my book. It's close enough to where if there's a problem, I can get help, and they're... Like I said, they're generally pretty good people, you know. They've always been friendly and helpful, you know, and we've always gotten on quite well, which I'm very fortunate of. I prayed to God when the place sold that I would get good neighbours, and it seems that God has answered my prayer. But I would say that when the police are wondering why people don't like them very much, that they need to consider these sorts of situations that people have been through over the years, you know. Like, I don't know what those people were doing in that row house, but I don't imagine that it was anything overly dramatic. And for all we know, it could have been something as simple as they just refused to pay their property taxes. I don't know what it was.
Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit about it. So these black residents were considered hippies, okay? They liked the idea of freedom. They didn't like the idea of nuclear power generation. They were against it. They didn't like the idea of zoos where animals were put in cages for people to watch them. They didn't like that. And so they thought that there should be freedom. They thought that people should be nice to each other, that people should treat everyone equal respect. And they believed that if something is alive, it moves. It moves in some way. And they were... I guess you might call them the new, and I don't mean liberals like we talk about today, but they just thought that everybody should have a chance to be themselves, to do things, and not be oppressed. They were, some people would call them a combination of two things: flower power, you know, hippies, and black power. That's kind of what they were. But, man, what happened to those people by the police? You might consider police brutality. They didn't like Three Mile Island, the nuclear reactor. They didn't, in Pennsylvania. They didn't like police brutality. They were for animal
rights.
Now with
orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced new guidelines on Tuesday to limit the arrest of illegal immigrants in or near courthouses. Alejandro said ensuring that individuals have access to the courts advances the fair administration of justice, promotes safety for crime victims, and helps to guarantee equal protection under the law. End quote. Idaho Governor Brad Little signed an abortion bill into law Tuesday that would make it illegal for a woman to terminate her pregnancy after a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The law does make exceptions for medical emergencies, rape, and incest. A police report would be required. The Customs Agency for Beijing, China released data on Monday that showed trade with the United States increased by 133% since President Biden took office, earning the communist country $12.5 billion in the first quarter. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now that supply and demand for the COVID-19 vaccine has reached a level that any adult American can get a shot, what will it take to get those unsure of the vaccine? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As vaccines are becoming more widely available, demand in many areas in the country has dropped. Several states have asked the federal government not to send their full allotment of shots each week so as not to waste doses they know will go unused. Dr. Tyson Bell says now is the time to start an aggressive campaign to sway those still on the fence about getting the shot. The medical ICU director at the University of Virginia tells CBS News that knowing you have access to the vaccine could sway your decision to get it.
We have to effectively message those who may still be on the fence or less eager to get vaccinated and those who have difficulty gaining access to vaccination. So now we have to get it more widely distributed, the vaccine, into communities so that you come across on a regular basis, because the two are actually linked. Your decision to get vaccinated can in part be linked to your access, such that if you are on the fence but you're seeing it regularly in the course of your daily life, and you're seeing people around you getting vaccinated and getting protected, that's that extra incentive for you to get vaccinated. So we have to switch strategy and play more ground game now.
As of April 26th, 43% of Americans have had at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. President Biden will address the nation and a joint session of Congress tonight from Washington. The broadcast is expected to start at 9 p.m. Eastern with a wide variety of topics to be discussed. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, did you want to talk about eggs today?
Yeah, sorry, what was that?
Did you want to talk about eggs today?
Yeah, eggs.
Yeah.
That would be good. Now, I was just, it's the middle of the night here, and I put my solar power off at 4 p.m., and I was just going around madly turning lights off, except for the one in the room that we're in. Yes, eggs. That's so we don't lose electricity. Because I've got tasks happening on the computer. Yes, eggs. That's what I would like to talk about today. They're very, very healthy. We have chickens here. And I have, you were talking about animal rights, okay? I've always believed that caged egg farming is a terrible injustice to the chicken. I've always believed that. My parents were chicken farmers. They were free-range chicken farmers. They sold their farm before I was born and moved to the suburbs. So I never knew the chicken farm, but they knew a lot about chickens. They knew more than your average person about chickens. And they had about 3,000 layer hens. And these layer hens were a cross between white Leghorns and white Rhode Island whites. So they were a white hen, and they laid white eggs. And the other day you were commenting on, you know, shell color of eggs and what eggs are the most nutritious eggs. And I think I wrote in an email to you telling you that my parents were chicken farmers, and what they always told me when I was a little girl, because I asked this question because I was a curious child. Now, this is the truth of it. The shell color doesn't matter. The shell color depends on the amount of melanin that the chicken has. So white chickens don't have much melanin. That's why they're white. And red chickens, brown chickens, black chickens have more melanin. So they lay various shades of brown egg. And Polynesian and Araucana chickens, they have a very special gene. Probably the Polynesian chickens are descended from the Araucana chickens. Both of them lay blue eggs. Very, very unusual. So, but if you cross the Araucanas or the Polynesians with a white hen, they'll lay pale blue eggs. And if you cross them with a red hen or a brown hen or a black hen, then they will lay green eggs because of the combination of pigments. None of that matters to the nutritional quality of the egg. The nutritional quality of the egg depends on what the mother hen has been fed. And if it has had a diet of, you know, going out in the yard, scratching for bugs and grubs, and, well, mostly my hens, they have a small run for a bit of the year and a larger run for more of the year, but they have a very, very generous chicken house. And I think that they prefer to spend most of their time in the chicken house because we have wedge-tailed eagles here. So they've got a very... Actually, their chicken house would be the size of a small cottage. Actually, I think it was a small cottage when this farm was first built, but that was the original farmhouse. So it would probably be around about 100 square feet, their chicken house, for about 20 birds, which is very, very generous. If I was a homeless person, I'd be happy to live in that house. But anyway, they get greens thrown in there each day, and they get grain and they get prickly pears thrown in there each day. They get all sorts of wonderful, yummy things to eat. And I make sure that the floor, the dirt floor of their house, because it's a mud brick building and it has a dirt floor, and I make sure that the dirt floor is always moist. And that draws in bugs and grubs. And it has, it's constantly got vegetable matter from, you know, hay that they've picked at and all this sort of thing. So they are very well-nourished hens and very happy hens. Their eggs are going to have a higher nutritional value than eggs from a caged hen from the supermarket. whether they are white or brown or whatever. And my hens, they lay brown eggs because they're, well, most of them are brown hens. I've got a few white hens and a few black hens, but most of them are brown. So most of them lay brown eggs. This is it. The shell color does not matter at all to the nutritional value. What matters is the health circumstances of the parent hen. If you have a hen that is a battery hen that has spent its whole life in a tiny cage, I've seen these, I've actually, bought ex-battery hens for my poultry yard in the past. They come to my place and they are completely messed up in the head. All I can say is they're crazy. They're like chickens with PTSD. They generally have no hair feathers at all on their head and neck. And they, you can't leave eggs in their run. They'll eat their own eggs. And this, after this happened two or three times, and I'd had to do away with the whole flock two or three times, I was so depressed I almost wasn't even going to have chickens anymore. And then I got, I got a few hens from a friend of mine who raised her chickens herself. She was a backyard chicken farmer. And to make a bit of extra money for herself, she let her chickens run all over the backyard. They bred and then she'd sell the hens. And so I bought some hens off of her. And I started over again. And those hens didn't eat their eggs. They behaved like normal hens. I was so relieved that finally I had some normal hens. What you've got to realize is chickens are like any living creature. They're sentient. They're intelligent. And no animal deserves to live in a concentration camp. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, let's take it even farther than that. I once read a story that in Mexico, there were people who were raising chickens, and they didn't want the chickens to waste any of the feed in moving around. So they didn't want them to burn any extra calories. They wanted these chickens to get fat quickly. So what they would do is they'd take a roofing nail, you know, that's a galvanized nail, and they would literally nail the chicken's feet down to a board so it could eat, drink, and poop and lay eggs.
Oh,
period.
No.
But could not move. Yep. Yep. Absolutely true. Now, to contrast that, on the extreme other end of the spectrum, our chickens are not on leashes. They're not in cages, and they go wherever they want to go. And yesterday I was mowing the area adjacent to the farmhouse. And we literally have our front yard, because grass was so scarce a couple years ago, we decided that we would convert even the area around our house to pasture for the cows. So we have a couple cows who are bottle calves. And we raise them, and we just keep them in an electric fence area right around our house. Literally, they can rub their noses on the studio window if they want to. Literally, no exaggeration. If they moo, you'll be able to hear them. And so we have cow poop right outside the studio window and around the, the house. Well, yesterday, because it was going to we were going to have about 4 inches of rain, between 1 and 4 inches, I decided to get on my old antique lawnmower from the 1960s and mow the grass where the against the house. And so as I was driving past these cow pies, I noticed that they were all spread out, nicely spread out, as if we took what's called a chain harrow and dragged through the cow manure. Now, we have fields where we let the cows graze. and frequently will take this harrow. Now, it's 10 feet wide and 10 feet long, and it weighs easily 500 pounds. It is a heavy, heavy chain. Think of it like rebar material, you know, half-inch round steel bent into a chain-link fence. But instead of, you know, 2-inch by 2-inch squares, the squares are maybe 8 inches by 8 inches. So this is a really heavy fabric mat of half-inch round iron. And we drag it behind the tractor, and as it goes over the grass and it hits these cow pies, it spreads them out. It'll take a round cow pie that might be, you know, 1 foot in diameter and make it 3 feet long. Well, I looked at these cow pies. It looked just like someone had driven the chain harrow through the front yard. And I asked Mrs. Finelli, did she drag through it? And she said, no. I said, okay, so it must have been the chickens. So what happens is the chickens will look through cow poop. Literally, farm chickens will look through cow poop for what's called dung beetles. Now, these beetles just show up. They show up in these piles of cow poop, and the chickens know that that is worthy of eating. So they, with their feet, they spread out the cow poop into a, you know, bigger, way bigger, flatter circle, and they eat the bugs. And it's a great relationship that the cows have with the chickens. The cows don't mind the chickens, and the chickens don't mind the cows. Everybody gets along great. And then the dogs, if the dogs can get into the chicken coop, because we leave that open during the day, for the chickens to, you know, they know that that's a great safe place for them to lay their eggs. If the dogs are hungry, they'll go in the chicken coop and very carefully carry out an egg with their mouth into a place, you know, several hundred feet away and enjoy an egg. And the reason we know this is because we find eggshells where the puppies and dogs like to hang out. Have you ever heard of that?
I have experienced that. I don't allow my dogs to do that. I've caught them doing it once or twice, but I don't let them do that.
Yeah, we try to tell them not to. We scramble the eggs for them, you know, cook them up. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Talking about chickens. And Gwyneth raises them, and we raise them here. And class, if you're wondering what breed of chicken or chickens we have here at the farm, we have two. One is called a Cinnamon Queen. And a Cinnamon Queen is a relatively new breed. It's actually a cross between a Rhode Island Red male and a Rhode Island White female. And so when the chickens are hatched, they are kind of a reddish brown color. They're really hardy. They can winter pretty well. They typically lay between 250 to 300 eggs per year. They don't require a lot of care. They lay brown eggs. And they're considered quite a good layer in terms of the number of eggs that they lay per year. The other is the Rhode Island Red, and mostly we have Rhode Island Red chickens. And we bought them from a breeder, and they were almost ready to lay eggs. Now, the reason we bought them, typically we would get the little chicks for maybe $3 a piece, and then you'd keep them under a warm light, and they smell, and you have to keep them away from predators, etc. And they're little. I mean, you know, could put one in your hand very easily, and a lot of them just don't survive. So we decided this time, which was a couple of years ago, that we would just buy them from a breeder. And we found an ad on Craigslist, $7 a piece, so it was twice the price of the little chicks, but they were ready to go, and we were able to put them in a dog pen, 10-foot by 10-foot dog pen, and we left them in there for a couple weeks until they figured out that this was home. Of course, we fed them, watered them, gave them a little house in there, and a hen laying nest, so they, you know, when they started laying eggs, they could just jump up in there and lay their eggs in some hay. And they had little baskets for, you know, or little cubbies, if you will, for each one. And it worked out really, really well. Then we put a tarp over the top of it. And one day a raccoon climbed up the top, ate a hole in the fabric that supported the top, and killed one of our chickens. And we decided that we needed a more substantial house for them at night. And now we have something that, you know, raccoons can't get into, and actually hardly any animal can get into. A mouse could, but that'd be about it. So the wire fabric that is the roof and the shelter material is something that predators cannot get into. So we get a lot of eggs, roughly 5 or 6 eggs per chicken per day, per week. And we give away the ones that, we find homes for them. We don't sell them. Maybe at some point, you know, as the economy deteriorates, we may have to resort to selling them. But, you know, we give them to people we like. You know, neighbors, Dr. Shuley gets some, his staff gets some, you know, when we go into Springfield. But they're brown, and they have a very dark yolk. And once you have these, or once you first see them, you go, I don't know. I don't know if I want to eat this. This looks pretty strange, because the yolk is so dark, and the eggshell is brown. But once you have them and you get accustomed to them, and then you go to look at the factory farmed eggs that you get at the supermarket, you look and they look anemic. And you think that, why would anybody want to eat one of those? You know, the yolk is, you know, light yellow. Can there be any nutritional value in those anemic eggs, you know, to begin with? So that's my take. Gwyneth, have you seen that after eating farm raised eggs, you know, where the chickens are on free range and they eat the bugs and they eat the clover and they eat the grass and they eat greens and they eat bugs, and then, you know, we give them supplemental feed, but, you know, so they have enough calcium to lay and make their eggshells. But have you noticed that factory eggs just don't hold a candle to farm raised eggs?
Yeah, I'd absolutely agree. Yeah, and you know, it's a thing of the chickens, I think, as well, as that have a better life. You know, they I'm sure that they have a more enjoyable life. You know, mm-hmm. The chickens where I am, they are a cross between Highline and a Silky. That's mm-hmm. most of them. Most of them are Highline Silky crosses. And there's variations in the genetics. Some of them are more towards the Silky end, and some of them are more towards the Highline end. But just about all of them have some degree of a pea comb, which is the Silky trait. And I have a few pure Highlines. And I have a few hens of a breed called Moran, M-A-R-A-N. And apparently the Morans are a very old French provincial breed. And I was able to get a hold of some day-old chicks of Morans, and I was in need of some day-old chicks at the time, and the particular chicken farmer had Moran chicks. And I said, yeah, they'll do. I'm desperate. I've got to get some chicks for this hen, because this particular mother hen will stay broody until whatever is underneath her has hatched, even if there's absolutely nothing underneath her. And I know this mother hen. She's raised dozens of babies for me in the past.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.